everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Akashic Wisdom is the internet radio show that talks about the Akashic Records, the Akashic Record energy, and talks about your life. And so what's important to understand about this program is that the program is truly about you. The program offers you the opportunity to call in and ask your questions and move forward in your life and in what's ever meaningful for you. So your questions truly make up the program. So if you're just tuning in, gather your questions. You can look about what the Akashic Records are if you go to the main page of my show, which is Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. And but if you're calling in tonight, you can call in. There's a couple of numbers for you. We can, you know, you can call in at 530-413-4515, and you can call in at 513-413-4520, and you also can call in at 415-287-0074. Sorry, a little bit distracted there. So what are we talking about tonight? You know, every program is different, and it's truly spirit-led. And there's another number, excuse me. It's 415-413-4511. Okay, so those are the numbers that you can call in on. And so because it's spirit-led, I never know what the message is going to be for the day. So what I'm going to do is open up my heart to the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones and allow them to bring forth a message for those who are listening. And just as a comment, if you're curious about the Akashic Records, you need to know that the Akashic Records, they're the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And so every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so I access the Akashic Records with a sacred prayer that I have learned from my teacher, and I pass on and teach those who want to learn during classes as well. Also you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com during the program or any time for that matter if you have a question. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Or if you would like to call me privately when I'm off the air, you can call me at 216-691-1233 for a consultation. All right, so that's out of the way. So the message for today, from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record, for those who are listening, it's important for us to, first, if you're listening to this, and you're in the position to be able to just stop for a moment, take a nice deep breath, and I would like you just to do a body scan of what's ever happening within your world, your environment, your emotional body, your spiritual body, and your physical body. And when you do this scan, just take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and just notice where any tension might be, any pain might be, or any areas of distress, emotional, spiritual, mental, whatever that is. So I'd like you again to have your eyes closed, take a nice deep breath and relax. And I would like you just to imagine that you are sitting under a one-dimensional pyramid of light. And this pyramid of light, so the point of the pyramid is at the top of your head. And the base of the pyramid is as if you were sitting in a lotus position, is right there at the base of your knees or on the floor. And imagine that pyramid is consisting of liquid light, golden liquid light, that is truly surrounding you to your front, to your back, and to your sides. And allowing that pyramid of light to be with you. And really feel that it's there. And now allowing yourself, again, picturing yourself sitting in a lotus position, that's like sitting on the floor with your legs crossed, Indian style, if you will. And imagining another pyramid with the base at your, right at your root chakra, also of liquid light, and allowing that pyramid to come upward so that you are creating an above and below pyramid with open-ended sides. And allow yourself just sit in that liquid light. And as you're sitting in the liquid light, I would like you just now to imagine your chakras lighting up, illuminating, if you will. First, beginning with your root chakra, your first chakra. Right there, sitting at the root of your base of your spine. And now your second chakra. The first chakra is red. The second chakra is right in the area of creativity in your genital area, right above, like where you're right around your belly and below. Actually below your belly. It's orange. Just imagine it lighting up. And now above that would be your third chakra, which is yellow. It would be right in your solar plex area. Just allow it to light up. Now allowing your heart chakra, your fourth chakra, to light up in green. Allowing that to light. And now your fifth chakra, which is your throat chakra, that would be in blue. Light that up. And now light your third eye, which is your sixth chakra, and that would be purple. Allow that to light up. And now allow your crown chakra, which is white, to light up, which is right at the top of the pyramid. Now, whatever issues you're having, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, even relationships, I would like you just to take those issues and allow them to rise from your base, your root chakra. Move through all the chakras up to the top of the pyramid. And allow all those issues to go into liquid light. And notice that as they come through your crown chakra into the pyramid, they actually dissolve into the liquid light and are transmuted. And so for those of you out there that are experiencing any type of physical challenges, just want you to imagine being embraced by the liquid light of the divine source. And as you're enveloped in the divine source, I want you to internally give it over to the divine source energy and move to that space where you trust that all will be taken care of and all will be laid before you. This is an exercise in faith, in trust, in love. And this healing is being given to you in freedom, in light, in love, and in blessing. For it is time now that we as humans open our hearts and our spaces to the possibility and the probability of being healed by divine source. Divine source requires no deity. Divine source requires only faith and love. And when you honor yourself, you honor the divine creative force that is within you, others, and the universe. This is about connecting with the source beyond the source. This is about connecting with the light beyond the light. This is about connecting and illuminating the game board for which we are playing and allowing us to take part and to be fully present in the next move on the game board of life that we make. And so it is, my dear friend, that we take these steps and take our responsibility to move deeply into our own healing. Now, what's interesting is there, you know, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about a healing that's going to be taking place in San Diego, California. And this is, and hopefully we'll be able to have someone from the organization on. But coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to have information on Brazo, spelled B-R-A-C-O. And hopefully we'll be able to have someone from his organization talk about his work. We have a caller on the line right now. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, hi there. I'm Bruce. I have spoken to you before, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bruce. How are you?
Yes, I'm not bad, thank you. Weather's a bit interesting, as usual. I'm looking forward to the spring.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Yes.
Yeah.
What I say to people, for those people who have interesting winters, it makes us more appreciative of spring, and it's kind of the price. Winter is the price we pay for living in an area with four seasons.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
It's quite
sure.
An experience, because I haven't experienced it much. You know, the different seasons. You know, like you experience here in Illinois. So.
Yes, they're very interesting, and they can be quite severe too. So,
very much
so. How can we help you tonight?
I do have one or two questions to ask with regard
sure.
to the Akashic, if it can be done.
Of course.
I was basically I would like to ask would it be a positive if you could tell me the positive or negatives of moving away from Chicago, if you could give me maybe some insight into that.
Okay. And are you going to be moving by yourself or with your partner?
Not too certain as of yet, but it's quite a possibility that I could go and then be coming back and then eventually both of us be moving. So that's what I was kind of has been floating in my mind recently.
Okay. All right. And where do you want to move to?
I was, thinking to a warmer climate, a yearly
okay.
warmer climate, and I was thinking more towards the west, somewhere along the west. Things like New Mexico or Arizona have come to mind.
And this is being prompted because of a health situation. Is that correct?
No, not necessarily. I think it's more of a climate situation, more so.
A climate situation.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing, though, is if... What the question that's being asked is, what's your motivation other than weather?
Work or so, possibly.
Okay. In other words, do you already have a job?
No, but this is the whole thing, is that, possibility of going there and, finding work and, in a better environment as opposed to, I'm not obviously too happy in an environment where I am, especially with the harsh winters.
But the question is,
yes.
is are you moving because of the weather? Are you moving because of your health?
For me personally, it would be. Definitely to be in a warmer environment, because I feel that my the harsh environment does have an effect on my body physically. I don't feel I feel a lot different. I'm just not used to this kind of environment, I suppose. And getting maybe to a different kind of more open, natured kind of environment.
Okay. What's coming forward now? Remember, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will not tell you what to do, but they'll try and give you all the information you need to be able to get the information for you. So here are some questions. What is your plan for moving to a finer climate, a warmer climate? What's your plan? What is your intention regarding a different job?
The intention behind it is to, I have the intention of, getting into an environment of holistic work, mind, body, and spirit work, which I feel is a lot greater, better opportunity going out west. And getting a stronger foundation on that end.
What's your plan, and how to establish your business when you're out there?
I do have some ideas, and that's why initially it would first be a short trip. To get a feel and observe the environment and the setting, and then basically from there would be to look at the opportunity. You know, I would obviously come back to Chicago and then decide from there.
What is your plan to look at the opportunity?
Well, I'm looking at different opportunities presently at the moment of environments, like I said, that are based on holistic kind of work, based on the health area too, and just contacting those places and seeing if there is an opportunity prior to making that trip.
Right. No, the question is what is your plan to establish a business once you find the location of where you want to go?
Well, I do have a kind of plan of just, you know, I mean, just using the experience that I have and then kind of just going from there. I think I would start off with, like I said, working for a business initially and then slowly, as I become more established, is to branch out into working for myself. That would be my plan.
So when you say you're looking working for a business, are you talking about working for a chiropractor? Are you working for a spa?
Nothing very specific, but within the, I would say, the holistic kind of approach of, you know, whether it's healing, whether it's a center that's, you know, works on mind, body, and spirit. So that would be getting the experience and the understanding of how certain businesses, you know, operate on that level.
You do understand that normally that when someone joins a practice like a chiropractor or a spa, depending on the type of spa, you normally are responsible for your own class, your own clients, or you just get a piece of whoever's, you understand that, right?
Yes, I do. I do. And, you know, this is the whole thing of, you know, maybe not initially, you know, or starting off small. So working a little bit, you know, for myself, so to establish myself first, but at the same time working for a business which would, you know, help me obviously financially build up to what I want to build up and branch out alone into the field.
Okay. And so do you have this plan written down?
I do not.
Uh-huh. The reason this is important, because the idea here is that there are, what I'm hearing is there are certain objectives that are going to be very important for you to consider as well as to achieve in moving forward in creating your own business, and especially if you're moving to a different location.
Yes.
So, number one, it's really about going to, in other words, like, this might sound simplistic, but it's very important that you have a plan and a result that you want to create prior to taking your trip.
Yes.
And the idea here is this is not a vacation. This is a working journey that what I'm also hearing that requires a good amount of research prior to going.
Yes.
So the idea here is that I keep hearing, you know, like the Southwest Sedona area, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
However, you have to understand that there's huge competition in Sedona. There was like, Sedona is really overrun with healers. Have you ever been there?
You know, I haven't, and I've always been told that I should go there.
Well, you should. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but know this. Have you ever been to like a hotel or a motel where they have the different brochures of where to go in the lobbies?
Yes.
Well, in Sedona, they have brochures of the healers rather than where to go.
Oh, okay.
So there are hundreds of brochures in hotel lobbies just of healers and psychics, et cetera, that you can call. So it's not that it's impossible. It's more, what I'm hearing, going to Sedona is more of an experience of literally networking with other healers and asking them how they began their practice. The reason that's important is that when you're starting a business of your own, it's not so much that you would be right in Sedona. I'm hearing there are outlying towns. In fact, Jerome would be a good place. That's what's coming forward. So to start out in Sedona and also to explore the city of Jerome. Does that make sense to you?
The city of Jerome.
Jerome is, what I'm hearing, is right outside of Sedona.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that place before, so I'll listen to that.
Check it out. The reason this is important is because, now, in Sedona, you have to understand that you're dealing with tourists, not necessarily locals, that come for healing. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, yes.
And is that what you want to do?
It really doesn't faze me in that sense. I mean, I'm willing to, you know, I always think that healing should come first. So whoever came through that door, it's meant to be, I suppose.
Okay, that's fine. The reason why the comment was made is it has more to do with, do you want to have a regular practice of people coming to you on a regular basis, or do you want to have one-time shots of people who happen to be in the area? That's what they're talking about.
Okay. Yes, I do totally understand.
They're not making it one way or another. They're just suggesting it for you to decide what you want your practice to look and feel like.
Yes.
And so the idea is that going to Sedona is an important piece for you to do, and if you can set aside time to have a 10-minute informational interview with some people, that would be important. Going to Jerome and taking a look at feeling the energy of that space, and then they're also talking about Tucson. So and we could actually do this all in one trip.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
Tucson was actually my one of my first the intention of going there, because there is a specific place that I was thinking of going and getting some experience and working for them. I mean,
okay.
The business does look for people.
And
so
that would be, if there's room for you and they're willing to have you, that'd be great. It's very important that there's something about talking or networking or interviewing these people, or at least some people in the Sedona area, and they keep coming up with, and I don't know what you're going to find in Jerome, but it's really going to be important for you to take a look at.
Okay. I'll definitely look at it.
All right. And so the idea is that when you're talking to the people in Tucson, the assumption here is that you're also going to look out for, like, the cost of living there and what the rentals would be and what's possible to earn, what kind of money you could possibly earn, correct?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, that's a part of your plan, right?
Of course, yeah, that's one of the main parts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And what kind of work does your partner do?
She is very much into, well, not very much into, I mean, she does do reception, front desk, sales, managerial kind of position, but I think she's also wanting to branch out and study more, and so I'm not sure. I know she wants to get out of that field.
I see. And so she's looking to move away from Chicago as well. So this is okay with her?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So the question is whether this trip would be beneficial for you or not. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the comment that the master's teachers and loved ones are giving you is that it would be beneficial as long as you have your plan written down for what you want to accomplish while you're there.
Yes.
So the idea is that prior to going there, it would be important for you to look at any type of metaphysical or holistic newspapers that come from that area.
Yeah. Yes. Basically, just be prepared.
Well, yeah, and you can do this a lot on the internet.
Of course, yeah, and I will.
Yeah, and they're also talking about looking at real estate there and checking out Craigslist as to a place to stay.
Yes. Okay.
How long are you planning on being there?
The intention was thinking of going, you know, there's one specific place that I could go, and it would be possibly, you know, a month or two.
Right.
Just always depending. I would have to, like I said, it would be preparing and speaking to that specific business before, you know, making any decision.
Right. So as long as you have enough dollars to keep you in, like, a hotel or a room or something like that, so you could be there, that's going to be important.
Yes. Of course.
Well, I know that sounds logical to you, but you'd be surprised how many people don't think about it that way.
Yes.
So what they're saying,
yeah.
The idea is total preparation, and mm-hmm. with they keep saying desired outcomes. It's very important, and they're also saying to not put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes. Okay.
So keep your options open, and even though you're going maybe to talk to this one place, be aware that that's not the only place that you could look at.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and
yeah,
my intention was, like, once I'm there, that I would, you know, once I have a base, that I could branch out and, you know, it would open my eyes to different areas. So,
okay, and so
yeah.
Are you familiar with the work of a man by the name of Bratzo?
Did you say Bratzo?
Yes, I'm going to give you a website. It's the www. And I'm going to spell it for you because it's spelled differently than what it sounds. It's
okay.
B as in boy, R. A, C as in Charles, O, and it's pronounced Bratzo, America.com. So it's Bratzoamerica.
Okay.
And what's important here is that you take a look at this website. From a healing point of view, this is going to be an important. This man, there's something that now we're going to be talking to. Hopefully, his part of his team, but it's going to be very important that you take a look at what this man does.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's going to be very important.
Great. I'll definitely take a look at that after I speak with you.
Right, exactly. And I encourage anybody else to do the same. He's going to be actually in San Diego coming up on March 19th and 20th. I'm actually going to be there participating in his work. Not with him, but I'm going to be at the... He does what they call gazing, so I'm going to be, I'm going to go ahead and do that. So, okay. but that's going to be important for you to do, to look at.
Okay. Yes. Could I ask you one more question, if that's okay?
You certainly can.
Okay. I mean, I know that last time it was a few weeks, I think, or a month or two back, we spoke, and I was very much focused on my health. And I just want to know that all the steps that I am taking to be at my optimum health, are they the right steps? Are they the correct steps?
Yes.
That's great.
That's what I'm hearing, yes.
yeah, well, that's great. I mean, because, you know, I'm just... it's taken, from going back 2 or 3 months, when I look back at myself, wow, I was really taken back by, how I feel. And I just want to make sure that, the steps that I'm taking now, I'm following the correct path that is supporting me physically, whether it's emotionally, mentally. So that's a good thing to hear.
Absolutely. Yes, it's important work, and you need to continue to do so. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, of course. Great. Well, thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome. And let us know how things go. All right.
Yes, I definitely will. I'm sure I'll be in contact with you in the future.
Great. Okay. All righty.
Okay, well, have a good
thank
night.
You so much. You too. Thanks for calling, and blessings to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. So, you see, many times your consultation with the Akashic Records is not about the records telling you what to do. It's about them asking you questions that are going to bring forth your answers. The reason that's important is because you do have all the answers inside of you. It's the questions that do trip you up. And so many times, it's when a question is asked of you, it shifts your focus and you around things that you possibly hadn't thought about before. So I want you to just consider that and know that that's true. Now, the other thing is, if in fact you are considering a job change or a career change, it's going to be very important that you write down what you want to create first and then move backwards from it. So that what that means is what do you want to create, and that's your end result, and then moving backwards will give you the steps that you need to take to get to where you want to go. Hopefully that's a little helpful. So, Okay, so if you'd like to call in, the lines are open. Would very much like to hear from you. Again, the telephone numbers here are 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, or in the San Francisco area, 415-287-0074. Okay. Okay. I'm trying to... I'll have to excuse me. I'm actually having a bit of a out-of-body experience. It's the same time I'm talking to you. And it has to do with, quite frankly, for those of you people who would like to join me, we are going to move into a meditation to literally assist the planet in shifting and healing. This is a what they're calling a Mother Earth meditation. And so, for those people who would like to participate, I'd like to ask you to please settle in and ground yourself as best you can, allowing the light of Source to enter and be surround you. And imagining yourself sitting in that lotus position. And again, you don't physically have to do that. You just have to imagine yourself sitting in that position. For those people who sitting in a lotus position may be difficult, imagining yourself sitting in a lotus position and putting that image in your heart. And what we're doing right now is we're going to, again, move into the light of divine source and allowing that source energy to unfold you and encompass you. Now, please, at the time of this broadcast, the Earth is opening its heart to us for us to move into that energy of love. And so as you sit in this beautiful lotus position, I would like you to imagine cradling the earth in your arm, allowing the beautiful planet to be held and nurtured. Each one of you is holding the golden orb of light that is our planet Earth. And as you sit in this beautiful lotus position, I would like you to imagine sitting with 11 other people. You are now sitting with the Council of 12. As we embrace the earth and hold the earth in light, the Council of 12 represents our heart's desire. The heart's desire of peace on earth, of abundance and prosperity on earth, of light and love for all that inhabit the earth. As we sit in this circle, and as we hold the earth in our individual laps, and as we cradle the earth, individual earths that we are creating and encompassing and cradling, in the center of our circle is a large orb that is also the earth. For we need to understand that there are many dimensions on our planet. And we all represent a different dimension of healing for the earth. For as we heal ourselves, we heal our planet. as we heal our planet, we heal ourselves. And so as you sit in this wonderful circle of light, and as you participate in the Council of 12, it is clear that we are now at the beginning of the meditations in preparation for 2012. All the meditations up to this point have been wonderful and clear. But now we are really moving into the energy of allowing the earth to be healed and for it to heal itself with our help. So the Council of 12 is the necessary levels of consciousness, of frequency, of vibration, of beingness that we are bringing forward. And for more information on the Council of 12, you can email me. Please sit in that light. Please sit in that love. Please feel that healing around you. Allow yourself the miracle of creation to flow into your body, to flow into your mind, and to flow into your being. And allow all that needs to be healed within your body, all that needs to be illuminated within your body, all that needs to be shifted within your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirit, and your physical body, to now move into that light. Hold. Love. Complete. This is a show of healing today. It is important that you move into that light of healing. You can create your own personal healing by moving into your own silence every day and laying the hands of love on every part of your body that needs to be healed. If you're not able to do that, if you feel that you cannot love yourself enough to lay your hands on yourself for healing, then ask Angel Michael, Archangel Michael, or ask whatever deity you believe in to come and assist you. And if there is no deity, ask Creator Source, the Creator Source of light and love, to come forward and assist you. And allow that energy to be focused on the areas you most need. We are now empowering you to become your own healers. It's very important. There was a program on the OWN network, the Oprah Winfrey network, that was about faith healers. And the faith healers were healing through the power of Jesus. And there was this school that is actually training young people to be faith healers. And their source of love, or their source of power, was the power of Jesus. That is a beautiful thing. But the reality is there are many populations of people that don't receive Jesus as a power source or a source of love that Jesus is. And so it's important that for those of you that are not aligned with the Jesus or the Christian energy, it's very important that you understand that there's other ways of healing, and there's other ways of connecting with divine source that has nothing to do with going through Jesus. Again, I am not, I believe Jesus is my friend and my brother. However, there are billions of people out there that do not identify with Christianity. And it is my job to connect with those people and help them learn about healing through divine source. I'm taking on this mantle, and if you would like to know more about how this works, then I would ask you to either call me. You can call me at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so again, this is not about putting anybody's beliefs down in any way, shape, or form, but this is about expanding your own personal beliefs to encompass your beingness. This is not about converting anybody. This is not about of creating Christianity for those who don't believe in Christianity. This is not about Christianity. This is about love. This is about universal healing from divine source energy. And we would very much like to talk to whoever is interested in listening about how this works. And again, my phone number, personal phone number, is 216-691-1233. And here on the air, you've got a few more minutes to call, and we're going to be going off. We only have about 5 more minutes on the air, but if you'd like to call and talk about this or have a comment or a question, you can call in tonight at 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, or 415-287-0074. That's the BBS telephone numbers. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Important work is afoot here, for we have great work to do. Great work to do. And it's time for us to take our place in that arena, if you will. And so for all of those who would like to step up and experience that source energy, I encourage you to contact me. And this is Donna Fox. Time for us to go. I want to wish you a wonderful, miracle-filled week. We're coming now into March, and March is coming in like a lamb. And we are grateful. At least it isn't here in Cleveland. And for those of you out there, I want to let you know how deeply you're loved. I want to let you know that you're not alone. And I want to let you know that you can call at any time. This program is for you. Thank you for listening. So I hope you have a miracle-filled week. With that, I'm going to close the records of the show by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a love-filled week. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, my dog ate it. Actually, folks, there's no excuse for that. What can you say? They just came off the air, and we do apologize. We don't, you know, we're actually establishing a slightly different system, and we're trying to enable it so that it has an automatic feature when different lines disconnect, and that includes digital and analog and cell and everything else. So. But that'll be coming. Until then, you're just going to have to bear with us. We'll do the best we can. Thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio. Of course, that was Akashic Wisdom, Donna Fox, one of our favorite and most beautiful ladies here, always weekly on BBS Radio Station 2. Up next is nothing. So head on over to Station 1 and tune in to Dr. Balak as he's coming up in just a few minutes.